Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 202 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here. How are you?
Hello, very well, thank you.
Because you were off last week, busy girl, and this is just like I got back from Brazil, and you did well. You missed out on me having a strange rash, which was due to the allergy I had to malaria tablets.
Oh dear,
I'm still a bit flaky in places.
No, it wasn't a disease.
It was a reaction to drugs, which is always a fun way of doing these things.
That's a safer way of being ill, isn't it?
And have you been relaxing over the bank holiday weekend?
Oh, it's been lovely, hasn't it? I have a bit of hay fever though. Yeah, it keeps coming and going.
You can't win, can you?
No, but I'm not grumbling because I'd rather have the hot weather.
Okay, you're not going to complain, which is good because that's not like you either. But there we go. Coming up on the show this week, let's first of all go to Alistair over there. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Now, you are here as part of Taking Hayley.
That's right.
And you're going to play a few tunes, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, mate.
And we're talking fashion as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll be hearing
fashion and music, lovely.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this one today, I tell you.
Good.
Also, a little bit later on, we're talking to Jodie Craddock and Mark Bates, reference the Bolster Cancer football squad, who are heading out over the next few weeks up and down the country, almost pretty much.
Yes.
So we'll be hearing from them, and also talking more about some of their celebrity friends too. First of all, though, we go to the magic of Skype, where we find Tom Moran. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Tom, tell us a little about your work as a writer then, because you're the author of Dinosaurs and Prime Numbers.
That's right. Yeah, that's my first book, which was published in January. And it's available on Amazon.co.uk or .com if you live around the world. And basically, I'm a comedy writer, studied writing at university, wrote a few plays, things like that. I used to do a lot of stand-up. And in the end, I just got a bit lazy, I think, and decided to take on a project I could do in my pyjamas. So I decided to write a novel, and this is what came out.
It's not a children's book, is it?
Well, no, it's got a big sticker on the front to make sure it sells. It says contains adult humour.
I was going to say, because you see dinosaurs and numbers, you can make, there's nursery rhymes with dinosaurs and numbers in that's...
Not that I know to, but
it does sound a bit like a children's book. The title, I'll give you that. The title just came while I was writing it, really, from a random thing that became a bit of a theme of the novel. But yeah, I made sure I put that big sticker on because the front cover is a bit cartoony as well.
It's got a very friendly cow on there, hasn't it?
Yeah, and I wouldn't want a child picking this up. Just because there's a few little sweary bits in it. I mean, it's not filth. It's not, you know, 50 Shades of Games of Thrones or whatever, but it's just a bit naughty.
Okay, so but this actually features somebody who's going to be in a series of your books, Walton Cumberfield. Introduce us, please.
Okay, Walton Cumberfield is, among other things, an amateur gas and electricity meter reader, a semi-professional scientist, poet, entrepreneur, inventor, raconteur, and private detective. And he has a blog as well. He's an avid blogger. You can find his blog at www.waltoncumberfield.com.
This is a bit mental, isn't it?
It is a bit mental. Yeah.
It sounds a bit random.
So how do you get from Walton through dinosaurs to prime numbers? What give us a bit of the plot and introduce us to the story.
Well, the story is quite hard to synopsize. Dinosaurs and prime numbers are just two things, two subjects that he was taught about at school, and it sort of thematically keeps being referenced throughout the novel. The novel, really, the story of the novel has nothing to do with that.
All right.
It's a kind of a bizarre science fiction adventure. And I don't like to give too much away about the plot because it kind of spoils it. It's more fun just to kind of dive in and see where it takes you.
But the blurb on the sleeve says there's a cow in Bloodley Salterton that is independent of the space-time continuum.
That is correct, yeah. That's
drawn me in.
Mm-hmm. It does sound a bit like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, doesn't it? Because that's a bit random as well.
It's a bit like that. Yeah. A bit like that, Terry Pratchett, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
So there's a large number of people out there who are going to be very interested in your work by the sounds of things.
Well, let's hope so.
And you're doing physical sales and it's available on Kindle as well. So
that's right.
How do people get hold of this book should they wish to do so?
Well, you can get hold of it through Walton's blog. There's a link saying book series on that one, waltoncumberfield.com. or you can follow me on Twitter at TheTomMoran, or you can follow Walton on Twitter, which is at IamWalton, or you can just go straight to amazon.co.uk and type in Tom Moran or Dinosaurs and Prime Numbers. You'll find it that way. There's also on Kindle a bonus short story as well featuring Walton that you can pick up for about 70p if you should wish to do so.
And how much is the main book? Because I've got a Kindle. I'm quite interested in downloading it.
The main book's £1.53.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's a nice random number in itself. Is that actually a prime number?
Yes, it is.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, so, cleverly done.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
We'll pretend it is, so it doesn't matter. No one here is that good at math, so it'll be fine.
Someone will now be checking that. Yeah, and then they'll email in about
it. Please email Walton Cumberfield. I think that would be the better way of doing it. Now, you've promised to do a little bit of a reading from your book. It's almost like one of those things when you sit in Waterstones and you've got the actual author live and in person with you. So yes. Where do we find this story when you join us for the reading now?
Okay, well, it's from right at the start, basically, because I didn't want to give too much of the plot away. So, essentially, our hero, Walton Cumberfield, has just woken up and it's cold outside. That's about all the context you need for this little extract I'm going to read you now.
Take it away.
Excellent. Outside, the wind was howling like a dying poodle, and I watched through my window as the morning papers flew about in the street like a journalistic blizzard. The frost had dusted the cars like icing sugar, which reminded me of the time that I was run over by a Skoda Felicia. I had walked out in front of the car with misplaced nonchalance, assuming rather foolishly that I would be unharmed, the TV advert having led me to believe that Skoda Felicias are made out of cake. They are not. I spent 9 days in the hospital and met a nurse named Mildred, who did not want to be my girlfriend. This did not matter, of course, as I already had an on-again, off-again relationship with my postwoman, whose name was Melanie Bogg. I picked up the sparkly scarlet envelope on my dressing table. Valentine's Day was coming up, and I wanted to make it an extra special one that year. I had decided to invite Melanie to Bannatyne's Health Club in Lowestoft because she was always saying that she wanted to lose weight and because I thought it would make a good subject for poetry. I opened the card and reread the message I had authored the evening before. My dearest Mel, I think you're swell. Tu es une très bonne mademoiselle. This Valentine's, I hope you're fine, to come with me to Bannatyne's, brackets the health club in Lowestoft. Before getting on with my day, I had taken to educating myself by reading at least two entries from the Guinness Book of Records 2008, an exciting book which Roger had bestowed upon me as a thoughtful gift a few weeks before. On that particular morning, I learnt all about Jeff, the man with the world's largest collection of naval lint, and for Jaza, a Taiwanese lady with the world's smallest face. Soon after this, I was skipping merrily down the stairs, invigorated by the promise of the new day and considerably more optimistic than usual about my romantic endeavours. I set the Valentine's card down on the sideboard with a view to posting it on my way to work that afternoon. I wouldn't need to address it, of course, or even attach a stamp, one of the many benefits of wooing a member of the postal service. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. My heart did a backflip as I considered the possibility that Melanie was on the other side with a parcel for me. Sometimes I would send myself oversized parcels so that she would have to knock on the door in order to deliver them. Alas, it wasn't Melanie at all. It was Lizo from Newsround again, offering to sell me some spoons. Bloody Nora, I exclaimed. For the last time, Lizo from Newsround, I don't want to buy any of your blasted spoons. Lizo from Newsround pulled open his jacket and showcased his wares with bumptious aplomb. Just a little one, he said. For old time's sake. I frowned and shook my head. I really didn't need any spoons. I had seven. Come on, Walt, he said, leaning vivaciously on the doorframe. You know how it is. We've all got to make a living somehow. This isn't a living, I said. You can't be a door-to-door spoon salesman. That isn't a thing. Nobody does that. He fixed me with an intensely arrogant stare. Exactly. And that's why I have the monopoly on the market. It's not a market, I yelled. Nobody wants to buy your stupid spoons. He raised one eyebrow. But you did once. No, I didn't, I exclaimed. Why do you keep saying that? I have never bought a spoon from you. You did, he insisted. Last month he bought 5 spoons and a ladle. He took out some kind of inventory written on the back of a chalk ice wrapper. No, I didn't, I yelled. Now go away. I'm sorry to say that I slammed the door in his face. I am a fairly tall man, but I have a relatively short temper, and Lizo was pushing his luck yet again. I watched him through the frosted glass until he left, which was a full 7 minutes later.
Apologies for laughing during your reading, but I think that was exactly the right place to, for the giggling to be. That is a fantastic start to any novel, I would guess. And it sounds like it's going to be great fun. Now, is this also available as an audiobook too?
Not yet, no. That's okay, something I'd like to get around to.
That,
in the
I think you'd have a great time doing that. That would be brilliant. As soon as you can get that done, the better. And whether you choose to read it yourself or you find the, you know, a voice for Walton Cumberfield that maybe isn't your own, that would be really intriguing to hear. So Dinosaurs and Prime Numbers now available from Amazon or from waltoncumberfield.com. Get your copy. And when do we see the next in this series of books on the way? Is it already partway through being penned?
A little bit, yep.
Made a start.
It really is going to be hard to say at the moment, but hopefully at the end of the year.
I can't wait to find out whether it gets with the postwoman. Is it in this book? Do they?
You'll have to wait and see. Oh. It's very complicated.
We will
weaves
find
a tangled web of romance.
Well, Tom, thank you for joining us. Give us all the web addresses one more time.
Okay, so you can go to amazon.co.uk and search for Dinosaurs and Prime Numbers. If you want to go to Walton's blog, there's a lot of fun stuff on there. That's www.waltoncumberfield.com. You can follow me on Twitter at TheTomMoran, or you can follow Walton on Twitter at IAmWalton.
As easy as that.
Easy as that.
It's been good talking to you. I'm just Googling to find out whether 153 is a prime number, and I'm getting absolutely no joy. It says things like, is it prime or is it a composite number? And I really don't understand what it's on about there. So, Tom, it's good to speak to you, and we will catch up with you hopefully the next time that Walton makes his way onto the shelves of Amazon.
Great. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Ciao for now.
Bye-bye.
Ciao for now. Bye.
So shall we have some music now, Jason?
Yes, we have our first tune from Taking Hayley. And Alistair, what have you got for us to listen to first time around? Because this is one of your singles, I think, isn't it?
The first song we've got to play for you guys is our first single, and this is Circles.
I can't change. I don't want my love, it's just stay the same.
That Circles taking Hayley from the album Tricks and Games. Alistair is with us in the studio now, and you haven't brought the rest of the gang along today.
Not today, no, unfortunately not.
They're probably at basking somewhere or enjoying a bank holiday afternoon
right.
in the pub. But you've for your art have turned
in.
Up. Yeah.
Was it the short straw?
Well, yeah. No, you're quite happy being here, aren't you, mate?
Yes, absolutely.
So where are the band at the moment? Because we've got to talk to you twice. We've got to talk clothing as well a little bit later on. But let's talk band to begin with.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Well, at the moment, we're just about to announce our next headline tour for the UK. And as well as that, we're about to hit the stage at a local festival in Wolverhampton, actually, called Slam Dunk, if you've heard of that one.
When's that one taking place?
And that's on the next bank holiday Monday.
Yeah, so 27th of May, you'll be doing your stuff then. Where in Wolverhampton is that?
It's at the Civic Hall.
So that should be a good one.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We're absolutely psyched for that one, seriously.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in the studio, so you've done the whole album, and you've got a third single, which we can't talk about yet, which is due to come very soon. How did that one come about, as far as getting the studio work done? Because you must have done a load of work in prep, writing all the songs.
Yeah, that's right. It was quite a short process, actually, considering that we wrote a full album in quite a short space of time. Normally, when you write an album, it takes quite a long time, but we had quite a short time schedule, and we wanted to get everything ready in time for a certain deadline that we had set ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And you're sort of working from the bottom up with the music, which is the reason you're sat there with the guitar now, and you're going to be able to play us some acoustic stuff as well.
Absolutely. It's all about the acoustic for me.
Mm-hmm. And did you enjoy that side of the music most? Are you doing the bulk of the writing, or at least, you know, you're all sitting down together with acoustic guitars and maybe a box to hit to pretend to be drums, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, normally when we write a song, we'll all do it together. So it's not a one-man job. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone will come in with, you know, different ideas at the start of the session. And then as we progress throughout the practice, you'll normally find that the song will turn into something completely different.
By the time you've finished.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get.
Well, no, you don't.
So what are you going to play for us live then, sir?
Okay, the first track I'm going to play for you guys is a track off our album Tricks and Games. This is our second single and it's released music video. And this song's called Up All Night.
Looks at me with a jet black stare, and oh, she knows how to get through to me. It started as us checking out all her moves as she dances with those other two tonight. We'll be without you. I wanna keep you up all night. Keep dancing till the morning, hoy. We're gonna set the skies alight. Keep dancing, cut it feels just right. I wanna keep you up all night. Keep dancing till the morning, light. We're gonna set the skies alight. Keep dancing, cut it feels just right. Went over to ask her name, and she said you guys are all the same. But oh, she knows that I can get through the whole. It started as I was checking out all her meals as she dances with those other two tonight. Believe without you. I wanna keep you up all night. Keep dancing till the morning, hoy. We're gonna set the skies alight. Keep dancing, cause it feels just right. I wanna keep you up all night. Keep dancing till the morning, light. We're gonna set the skies alight. Keep dancing, cause it feels just right. As she dances with those other dudes, and I won't be without you. I wanna keep you up all night, keep dancing till the morning light. We're gonna set the skies alight, keep dancing 'cause it feels just right. I wanna keep you up all night, keep dancing till the morning light. We're gonna set the skies alight, keep dancing 'cause it feels just right.
Lovely.
Fabulous. Alistair, thank you for singing for us live.
No problem.
That's all good. And that, I mean, that gives a flavour of the sort of thing that the band can do as well, isn't it? I mean, you can do your songs, whether it's just one of you or whether it's the full thing, and it's like that, yeah, when we just heard Circles and it's a full studio recording.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's two sides to every coin.
Mm-hmm. Well, you stay there, because we'll be talking clothing a short while's time. Excellent. And you're going to play another tune for us as well, aren't you?
I will do.
Okay, that's on its way a little bit later on. But now we go back to the phone lines, where we have not one, but two people. Mark Bates, a.k.a. the Ironmonger, and the one and only Jodie Craddock. Hello, guys.
Hello there.
Hello.
Right, now, balls to cancer and football matches. We had a lovely time down at Aldersley, what, a week or so ago, when you were playing the West Bromwich Albion All-Stars. And I have to admit, I have no idea what the result at the end of the game that game was, because it was very confusing. There was lots of stuff going on. It didn't work out quite in our favour, did it?
It didn't. We lost 4-3, unfortunately, but that's the first time we'd all played together as a team. And, yeah, the boys done really well.
And the team itself, though, is quite diverse, because there's only yourself and Matt Murray, who are obviously very experienced football players, but there were one or two who were not only completely inexperienced in the shape of Free Radio Steve Herman, but some celebrities too.
Yes, Steve was very inexperienced, and he showed everybody how inexperienced he was as well. But fair play, dug in and had a right good go. And yes, we had some Hollyoaks stars who... Mark can tell you more about them. You know, he managed to get hold of them and get them to come along to help out with the charity, which was fantastic.
Yes.
So, you know, Mark kind of, you know, which is great, and it gets more people in the gate, and hopefully we'll slowly be, you know, pick that up and get bigger and bigger.
Did they all play a full match, did they, all these celebs? Were they that fit?
No, there were a few hand wavers who came off once in a while.
Now, there was one who managed to injure himself while scoring a goal.
Ah, Aidan, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's one of the Hollyoaks boys, isn't he?
One touch, one goal, and then got injured and we had to carry him off.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. It's a decent score, though, for him. Bearing in mind, he was on 5 minutes, scored, off, done.
Yeah.
What more can you ask for?
Jodie scoring two was good.
Yes, that helped. That improved things a lot. But So how do things line up then for the forthcoming matches? Because you've got quite a few games over the summer. Mark, give us a rundown of what you've got coming up.
Well, our next game is at Kidderminster Harriers on Sunday the 12th. That'll be our full celebrity side with a few from Brookside? No, EastEnders.
Brookside?
And Hollyoaks. No, shush.
He's glossing over the fact he's mentioned something that finished on Channel 4 about 9 years ago.
And he threw it in. Did you see? He threw it at me. That's training tomorrow night. In trouble. Yes, and then we move on to a pay-per-play game at Wolves on Tuesday night.
This is Tuesday the 14th at Molyneux, and
yes.
You've got various people who have parted with cash to play on the Hallowed Turf, and that's against the Wolves staff, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And I'll be down for PA for that one.
I was going to say, you're going to be playing.
I don't
today,
play.
So.
No, I don't play football. I played football in 1983.
And was that the best year?
And I could make Steve Herman look good. To be fair,
oh.
So
I could make Steve Herman look good.
No, you couldn't make Steve look good. Steve's the only guy I know that managed to trip himself up 3 times in one training session.
The bit that I like was when people were looking at him, going, "Why is he running around wearing his glasses?"
Yeah, I thought that.
It might have improved if he'd taken them off. To be fair, and couldn't see the ball.
Yes,
but anyway, let's stop this in, Steve. Then after that one, what have you got next?
The next game then is a charity game against a team from Liverpool, who are very big up there. Their manager is part of the Liverpool Echo newspaper, and they're going to do a big one-page story on us. And they're going to raise some money to come down and play the celebrity team, as I say, in June. On the 9th of June. And on the 7th of July, we play Aston Villa's old boys. And we've got a game on the 20th of October against the Blues Old Boys. And at some stage in between that, we're trying to get the Wolves Old Boys back in as well.
Oh, it's always popular, isn't it?
And with all of that lot taking place, there must be a website that details everything and how you can get to take part in these matches, should you so desire.
Yes, our website, as usual, is ballstocancer.com, which has all the details of all the events we do, football and non-football related.
And obviously, you did in the training. You mentioned you got training on Tuesday night. Now, back to the Steve Herman. Is he taking part in forthcoming matches, or have you just decided to keep him as a little furry mascot now?
Oh no! I'm told he's still playing. We'll see what tomorrow brings, because he may fall over himself again tomorrow night and not be able to play.
Injure himself.
Well, the amount of blood lost from the last one, it was quite significant, wasn't it, Jody? How do you put up with working with amateurs like this? It must be a bit of a nightmare for you.
It's not a nightmare. I do have to play centre midfield, and I do have to do a hell of a lot more running than I'm used to. But it's all in a good aid, so I kind of just get on with it. And I expect, as long as I expect lots of mistakes, then I'm not, you know, then I don't get wound up. You know, I accept that, and it's not a problem, and we just get on with it. And you know, we have played against these ex-professional teams, so we're the underdogs to start with, and we're expected to lose. So you know, when we're scoring goals and you know, running it quite close, then that's, you know, that's a good achievement to us us, and you know, we'll only get better. So.
And actors like to follow the script as well, don't they? So it's quite difficult for them when they're coming down to this and they're told, yeah, basically you're not going to be on the winning side, but do your best anyway. So, no,
yes, exactly. We were on the winning side. The referee was on the losing side.
Yeah, the referee had a stinker. So I was listening.
The website is there for all details on that one. Mark, whilst we're on, so you were involved in the Wolverhampton Wolverines, who we've spoken to in the past, appearing on telly last week, weren't you?
Yes, not all of them, just part of them.
Yeah, well, I have seen it. It was quite disturbing. There's people who I'm sure I've spoken to who actually had their bits and bobs out to demonstrate how to check for to make sure they hadn't got testicular cancer.
Yeah, it was to highlight a serious cause. Testicular cancer is a very dangerous cancer for sort of 14 to 44 year old people. Even though I've seen them younger than that and older than that, so it's always worth checking. But it just highlighted the fact that, if you know, you need to check yourself, you need to be aware of the problems, because there is no pains, there is no signals that this is happening. So you need to always, you know, once a week, once a month, whatever, check, just to make sure they're all right and there's no dodgy looking lumps or whatever that have appeared on them. Because it is, once it starts, it can. I mean, the stories I've read recently are of two footballers, strangely, that both had headaches, went to the hospital, the doctors with a headache, went to the hospital for tests and found they'd got brain tumours, but it started with testicular cancer, so they didn't check. Mm-hmm. If you don't, it can obviously, you know, it can obviously spread, and it had spread straight through them to the brain. So,
as you say, I would imagine it's something that doesn't take long to do either.
No, I mean, you know, it's only a minute or two after a shower or a bath, just so, you know, everything's free and easy. Just roll your fingers and thumbs over them to make sure they're smooth and there's no... The easiest way to describe it is a grain of rice. If you can feel anything like a grain of rice or a small pea that doesn't move, then that's when you need to go and get it checked.
And a few moments could actually save your life, couldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, it's, if you do that as part of your, you know, even sort of Sunday night regime, have a bath and have a check and get ready for work sort of thing.
Well, you know exactly how they're supposed to feel and whether you've got any changes as well, don't you? So,
well, this is the idea. I mean, it's like checking the breasts. You know, all breasts are individual, same as all testicles are individual. Mm. So you know how yours feels. So if there's a difference, then, you know, you'll be able to tell that sooner rather than later.
Well, I mean, that's a serious side of the having fun, going out playing football and getting people to meet some celebrities. And it is vitally important. And so we were talking with Jackie Graham about this during the half-time interval at the match at Aldersley. It is, you know, about doing that, about making a difference. And with the ambassadors and the people you've got playing on the teams, hopefully you can get the message across. And when you're doing stuff like you did on Channel 4 and that, it really is, you know, starting to make a difference. And Mark, fair play to you, and congratulations for all the hard work that you put in. I know I say it whenever I talk to you on a public forum, but, you know, it's good work you're doing, and thank you for doing that. And Jodie, I mean, it's good of you to be involved, and you've got the potential of a testimonial on the way at Molyneux fairly soon as well, haven't you?
Yes, fingers crossed. It's been applied for, and we're just waiting on the reply. Yes, and then once I get the reply, I can start moving ahead with things and get everything in place, hopefully.
Well, that'd be rather good, and hopefully we'll see that in the 2013-2014 season somewhere along the way.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Well, thank you, guys. Thanks both for joining us. Mark, give us the web address one more time.
Balticancer.com.
And you can get down there and you make donations. And if we're following people on Twitter, Jodie, what's your Twitter address?
It's Mr. Jodie Craddock.
And Mark, where are we looking for you?
At Balticancer.
Simple as. Thanks, guys. Speak to you soon, and look forward to seeing you on the 14th.
Thank you.
All right.
Cheers. Ciao for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Right, let's take some more music. This, once again, is Taking Hayley, and Better Luck Next Time.
You're down right pretending to wear that crown. You know all good things come to an end, and that still counts for you, my friend. You're right back out the door the way that you came in. Then I said, better luck next time, better luck with some other guy, because I'm giving you up this time, and now we're breaking up. I take back all of those things that I.
Yes, and Alistair is still with us here in the studio. Now, you've got your guitar poised. You're not using that yet, so relax with that. Well, relax with the guitar for a minute. Okay. Because we're going to talk about a clothing brand.
That's right.
Now, you're a fashionable young thing. How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
So you want to be out there wearing the latest fashions.
That's right.
And you're now helping create them.
That's right.
Tell us more.
Ooh, personally.
Well, basically, myself and three of my friends, two of which who are in the band, that's Tom Payton and Levi Keeling, as well as Chris Driscoll, who is our man with the backbone of the company as such.
Not the pinking shears doing the cutting out. You're not making him actually make the things, are you?
Well, Chris is in charge of printing and manufacture. So,
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Okay. And I mean, how did this come about then? Because you must have been sitting around thinking, well, we want something fashionable to wear, and there are some big brands out there who charge you an absolute fortune for a T-shirt.
Yeah.
And now your clothing company charges a very reasonable price for a T-shirt, considering you're also at the moment quite unique as well.
Agreed. Well, the company started, I'd probably say it was a mixture of things, but basically what happens is that I am the lead designer for the clothes, so I design and, you know, create everything. I'm on like a visual as such. And what happened is I've been designing and making clothes for my band, Taking Haley, for a while now. And I wanted to just, you know, with a forever changing market, I was always challenged to create new and different ideas and stuff like that. And so what happened is when I was approached by Chris in probably around January this year, he wanted to create an independent clothing brand. And what happened is he kind of took us on board, and we all kind of came together in a partnership and created Made Clothing.
Made Clothing Company is the full name, and the website is thisismade.co.uk.
That's right, thisismade.co.uk.
And you're really big on putting the brand on things.
Absolutely.
But you've also got some other little, you know, nice touches to the design as well. Talk us through something like, okay, right, now you're going to have to put the guitar down.
I was going to say, is that one of your T-shirts?
Pass the guitar to Louise, who sat in the corner smiling with a hat on. Now, you're wearing a Made T-shirt. Zoe, this is the fashion show for you. You only get one outfit, it's not getting changed. But so describe what you're wearing for us now, please.
Well, what I've got on at the moment is our Made T-shirt, which is our basic logo. It's a large T in a colour called forest green, which is a personal favourite of mine. We always try and use the highest quality of materials that we can, you know, get our hands on.
You can tell he's doing sales pitch now, can't you?
So it's not going to shrink in the wash then, that's
not
what you're
at
saying.
All, no. These are very good. We print them twice and strip the colour, so there's the...
Hang on, now, what does that mean?
Quality.
You print them twice and strip the colour? That makes no sense whatsoever. What do you mean by that?
Basically, when they print the T-shirts and then they wash them and then they print them again to make sure that when they go through the wash, they will never come off.
Oh, that's cool.
Sense, anyway.
Yeah. Sometimes you do get the logos coming off, don't you?
Particularly if you've been boil washing something by accident. But And there's some detail in there as well, isn't there? Because you've got these little tag things which are on the corners.
One of my personal favourite things when it comes to clothes is the attention to detail. So with our clothes, we've got, as well as the designs, we like to add little finishing touches. For example, this T-shirt that I'm wearing at the moment has a small hem tag in the bottom left-hand corner of the T-shirt on the front, just to, you know, it signifies our brand, and all of our T-shirts currently have that small hem tag, no matter which.
And he's got rolled sleeves as well.
That's just to excite you, Zoe.
I think that looks nice.
Yeah, so you're finding him quite attractive. He's got rolled his tattoo as well. He hasn't got the brand tattooed on his arm yet.
No, tattoos are not included, I'm afraid.
And when it comes down to sitting down and trying to do this sort of stuff, you've got a range for 2013. Now, this is the launch of the brand.
That's right.
And, by the looks of things, it is going to go well, because it's a fresh look, isn't it? It's something slightly different.
Yeah. You know, the idea I had in mind when I came to designing this range in particular was crisp and clean cut and precise in exactly what it was we were trying to portray. You know, it's some of the designs are quite simplistic, but at the same time they push a very bold statement, and that is our individuality.
And you've got both a girls' and a guys' range.
That's right.
And you've got, so there are models all over your side, but there is some crossover, isn't there? Because some of the tees are going to suit either men or women.
Absolutely. Well, that's actually, that's well encouraged. You know, sometimes a men's tee can look good on a woman as well.
Mm-hmm. And you've got things like the double cross tee as well, which doesn't feature the brand on the front quite like the one that you're wearing at the moment, because you know that is by Made Clothing, because it's printed across your chest.
Absolutely.
But say you've got the design of the double cross tee, and you're sitting down, is there going to be a bit of a theme following through? Are there going to be some iconic images which are going to work just for your brand? So, you know, most of them will see that, yeah, the double cross, is that they're going to know that wherever that appears on a garment, that's going to be Made?
Maybe. The double cross design was always going to be slightly controversial on our part. It was you know, it's pushed as the a combination of both the normal cross and the upside down cross, which is the satanic one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit controversial,
bit edgy,
a little bit edgy. Mm-hmm. Keeping you on the edge.
And you've got sizes running through from small through to large, so
that's
you're
right.
Accommodating most people in sensible sizes,
of course. But if anyone does need a larger size, they are it does say on the website somewhere that we special order as well. So if anyone needs a t-shirt that is larger or smaller than a large or a small, they can drop us an email and we'll sort out a special order as well.
And what's happening with your mates on this one? Because obviously your close group of friends are going to be the ones who are going to be not only your potentially your best customers, but also the ones who are going to tell you what they think as well. And what sort of feedback have you had?
Yeah, definitely. Well, so far I haven't had any negative feedback, so that's always good.
That's good, because they would tell you.
Oh, they would, no, definitely. My friends are very brutally honest. but no, we've had some great feedback. Everyone seems to have jumped on board so far as well. And with us being part of Taking Haley, three members of the band, we also have had a lot of our band's fans, they jump on board as well, and everyone's really enjoying the clothing line so far.
As you say, I bet you can take them around to like your gigs and stuff, can't you, and sell them out.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Not only band t-shirts,
money,
yeah. Yeah, band t-shirts, but also the clothing range as well. Yeah. And I mean, even Stefan, I know you've done a promotion online recently to try and win a bobble hat, and within a few days you got the best part of a couple of hundred people entering a competition straight away.
Yeah.
And that sort of reaction must be really good for you as a brand. Okay, everyone likes something for free, but they've actually got to like the product to be interested in looking at it in the first place.
Absolutely. It's really, really been it's been fantastic, because we've been working on the brand now for the best part of 3 to 4 months. Mm-hmm. And it's just been amazing. As a clothing line, we've only been launched now for just over 2 weeks. During that time, we've had quite a few orders, and we're really we're really looking forward to the future and what that may hold as well.
So if it's fashionable, you could be in here.
Yes. I mean, have you had any sort of like fashion education, I suppose, or is it just...
Is it knowing what you like?
Well,
really?
Yes. Strangely enough, no. My background is very musically orientated. I currently work as a music teacher. Mm-hmm. At a music studio in Cannock. Yeah, it's just kind of spanned from my love to music, then kind of transferred to my current love for clothes as well. I think the two are more closely linked than what people might think. Mm-hmm. And so, like, even though I was doing my music, like, primarily, I always kept encountering design work and stuff like that with the clothes, and also with all sorts of design.
And it means you've got some ready-made models with the band as well, because you're all featured on the website, as does Louise, who's in the studio as well. Now, we've got to talk to Louise, who's here, as you're modelling a onesie on the website.
Oh, lovely.
Come in on mic. Oh, well, why are you not wearing the onesie tonight?
It was very, very big on me.
But it's one of those, one size will fit all. Now, they do it in lots of sizes, but when you're doing the demo, it's often, as Nina, who is obviously a regular co-host on here when Zoe's away, things are held together with bulldog clips when you're doing a photo shoot, aren't they? So, you couldn't
well,
go ahead.
Unisex as well, aren't they?
Yeah. When it comes to the onesie, it is quite popular, isn't it, at the minute?
Absolutely. The onesie is one of my favourite items that we stock in the store at the moment. If you manage to get yourself one of them, they are the most comfortable garments.
Do you slob around at home in one of these?
I must say I do.
Yeah.
I have to.
A lot of my friends have started getting them, and they're getting like matching ones as well now with their like partner, which is a bit...
as long as it says made on the side, Alice is going to be quite happy with that.
I'll have to point them in the direction of the website, I think.
Now, how do you use your pricing policy work? Because you're normally looking around most tees... What, 15 to 20 quid?
That's right. Most of our t-shirts kind of average around 15 to 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes down to different designs and deciding what to go for next, obviously you'll be working on the autumn and new year collection at the moment, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Well, currently are on our spring / summer collection. Mm-hmm. As we launched midway through spring, so we wanted to kind of incorporate the two together. And before I move on to designing the garments for the end of this year, we do actually have a few more late release garments that are going to be coming out soon for the summer range before we're done.
Uh-huh.
So they're definitely something to look forward to.
Okay, well, that's on its way. Give us the full website and tell us about how people can also find it more on Facebook.
To find Made, it's dead simple. You just type in to your Google search www.thisismade.co.uk. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/ This is Made UK. You can follow us on Twitter at This is Made UK. You can even check us out on YouTube
right.
For our video lookbook, which is to be released soon at YouTube/ This is Made.
And this is you and the guys again dancing around your outfits with your sleeves rolled up.
Fashion show.
Yeah, full fashion show. Yeah.
I don't think it'll be quite a full fashion show. I don't know if the any of the guys from the band will be featured in that, but it's definitely coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And at least you have the music for it anyway, won't you?
Absolutely.
And do you enjoy when you've been doing the bits of the modelling? Is it a bit of a laugh as well? Are you enjoying that side of it too?
Oh, yeah.
Because you like having your photo taken, don't you?
Personally, maybe not. I'm not always
don't
the most photogenic person.
Oh, but, I don't know.
No, the guys are brilliant at it, and the girls we have in as well. Have all been fantastic to us so far.
Well, on the way into the studio, you made me wear one of your hats.
That's right.
And so we have a photo of me in one of those, which is slightly disturbing, but it obscures most of my head, fortunately.
That'll be up on the Made Facebook page and the blog as well.
Okay,
oh, lovely.
I look forward to that. Moment of celebrity status. It's fantastic.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in. Now you need to pick the guitar up because I'm going to make you work again. What are you going to play for us this time round?
This is my own arrangement on a song by a band called The Foo Fighters. And this one's called Best of You.
I've got another confession to make. Oh, you're a fool. Everyone's got their chains to break, holding you. Were you born or raised to be abused? It's so okay. It's so I'm getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you. Are you open or to someone new? I needed somewhere to hide my hand without your news. You gave me something I didn't have, I had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, I'll break loose. My head is giving me life or death, I can't choose. I swear I'll never give in, no, I and so I'm getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you. And so I'm getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you. Taking your faith, it's real. The pain you feel, you trust, you must confess. And so I'm getting the best, the best, the best, the best of you.
Excellent. Once again, thank you for performing.
Lovely.
No worries.
And on the music front as well, the whole Maid brand is actually looking at a music festival, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Maid are branching out. It's not just clothes. You know, we want to branch out as much as possible and get as much as the of the industry involved as possible. So what we're doing and what we're planning on doing at the moment is a festival under the Maid clothing brand name. And that is going to be called Maid Festival UK.
And there'll be a chance to buy clothes at that when it all comes
together. Absolutely.
Lots of clothes stalls.
Fantastic events. You can expect lots of amazing bands. We've got some brilliant bands from all over the country. And we're going to be doing loads of giveaways, loads of prizes, loads of competitions. Just in all, we're just going to have a really fantastic day and celebrate the launch of the clothing company as well.
Excellent. Very
good. You enjoy that. We've enjoyed your music. Give us the full details on the web address for Taking Hayley.
If you want to check out Taking Hayley, you can do so at facebook.com/Taking Hayley UK. Or you can hit us up on YouTube at youtube.com/Taking Hayley. Or alternatively, you can follow us on Twitter at Taking Hayley.
And you've got your own personal web page as well?
Yeah, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can check us out at I'm Taking Ali.
Right, okay.
Lots of web addresses and stuff.
Yeah, it just gets confusing.
They can just rewind, can't they?
Go back and go through the details.
Yeah, before I do finish, could I just say a massive shout out to the rest of the lads in the band? Mm-hmm. So that's Tom Payton, James Murphy, and Levi Keeling, as well as Chris Driscoll for our Maid clothing.
Okay, well, Alistair Keenan, we've got to give you your full name because we haven't mentioned it so far. So thank you for coming in. Thank you for playing for us.
No problem.
And modelling some T-shirts. Put the hat on for Zoe as well before you go. Put the cap on so she can see the whole thing's look. Mess your hair up because you have some. There we go.
Oh, lovely.
You're impressed,
very
aren't you?
Good, yes. I can't wait to see the picture of you with it on.
It's not that exciting.
It is. It's exciting.
Okay, it's as good as it gets of me wearing a hat. But there we are. Right, thanks again for coming in.
No problem.
We'll be back next week for episode 203.
Wow.
And we shall see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.